In this section, I want to go over keeping track of where your leads come in. You have to know where your leads are coming from, how many leads you're getting per telemarketer, etc., etc. If you're not keeping records, you're not going to know which lists are performing well, which telemarketer is doing well, and you're not going to know how to make any adjustments. You're going to be flying by the seat of your pants. Now, there are many companies that, in spite of the fact that they don't keep any records, they still do well. But look, who doesn't want to always tweak things and do better? So if you could look over the spreadsheets that I've put up on my website here for you, and it helps you to keep better track, and you wind up developing more leads and better quality leads so that you close more loans, why not? Now, if you look at the Excel spreadsheet that I have on my website, if you've downloaded it, you can actually click along the bottom of the Excel spreadsheet and you'll see the different months, every month, month by month, and then I have the months by the year 2001. So this is over a couple of years that you'll see how the record keeping actually expanded, because every time we would come up with something new that we wanted to track, someone would come up with another question on, hey, can I get some information on this? And we would go ahead and include it in our spreadsheet. There's two of them that I want you to print up if you have the opportunity to print them up and listen along at the same time. Go to the one for the year 2000, which is October. It just says October on it, and print that one up. And you'll want to do it on 8.5 by 11 paper if you can print it on 8.5 by 11, because that's what we made. The spreadsheets got so wide that we did them on 8.5 by 11. The other one that I want you to do is February of 2001, and you can see that we were doing quite a few leads there. We were 24,000 one month, 26,000 the next month. Of course, we weren't always doing that well, and that's the purpose of this training here, is to show you how we went from manual dialing, where we just had telemarketers sitting in a room like most telemarketers do, separated by small cubicles, and actually reading off of lists and dialing them by hand, and then taking out all the lead information when they would get a lead by hand. And it was a very slow process. It was a manual process. It was good. It was useful. But look, if you can speed up production and get many more leads and qualify the leads a lot better, all the better. So what we did to increase our lead production was to actually purchase a telemarketing system. The telemarketing system that we purchased was what was called a predictive dialer. And we bought that through a company called AMCAT. And that company's out of Edmond, Oklahoma. You can find them on the web, on in the World Wide Web, or you could search my name, Doug Vero, and you'll be able to see in some of the postings that come up. You'll see AMCAT. You can read all about that if you like. That company I actually used twice. They were so good with Great Stone Mortgage that when I went to work for another company in New Jersey, I actually bought the system again, and it performed just as well. In any case, what I liked about that system was that we were able to actually have it set up where the team leaders, or anybody for that matter, but the team leaders and any of the executives could actually listen in on the phone calls as they were happening, or we were able to talk to the telemarketer without the borrower listening so that they could get some coaching, or we were able to do a three-way conference where if the telemarketer said to the borrower, I have somebody here with me, my manager or whatever, would it be all right if I brought them in on the call? It could be a three-way conversation going on. Plus, we were able to record the conversations, so we knew exactly what was said, and we knew what the telemarketer was doing, whether they were hanging up on live people, whether they were taking the number of calls they were supposed to, all that kind of information. But the information that you see on the spreadsheets here is not covered by, from what I was just talking about. This was strictly how many leads were coming in and where were they coming in from. So let's take a look at the spreadsheet for October of 2000. You can see that on the left-hand side, we have the month, and down that entire left side, we have the date and the day of the week. I had the day of the week put in there because I got tired of having to look at a calendar each and every time. You know, if I'm looking at October 15th, you know, now by looking at the spreadsheet, it just tells me it's a Sunday, so I would know whether they were calling on a weekend and how production went. Well, we also broke them down to inbound and outbound leads. If you're doing telemarketing and strictly telemarketing, all you're going to have are outbound leads because you're making the call, so that's considered outbound. But if you're sending out postcards, mailers, anything that's going to make the phone ring into you, advertisements in the newspaper, those are inbound leads. And inbound quality of lead is generally different depending on how you're doing your advertising. Not all inbound leads are equal. Some are fantastic, and some sources absolutely stink. But I'm not going to get into that right now. Let's just talk about the fact that we have inbound leads so that we know how many people were calling in and being converted into a lead. And we have outbound. To further break that down, you'll notice that on the October, I have one that says new cards, DNIS. It's called the DNIS number, 5612. We had a lot of different phone numbers that were available to us that we used in the telemarketing department. And we would attach that number to a certain advertisement. This way, when somebody called in, a certain script might pop up for that particular card. So, if we were sending out a card that was only for July, a July bonus, a July this, whatever it was, we would go ahead and attach a phone number to that. And anybody that called in from that card, even if they called in, you know, August or September, the script would be modified to say, well, you know, we extended the program, you know, welcome, whatever it was to make them feel welcome, just as part of the marketing. And that always, we would know how long those cards, like we could send those out in June, May and June, and even July, and get calls as late as, you know, 6 months later because people put them down by their phone and then they're not ready at the time to make a deal or look at their loan. And 6 months later, they go, you know, I probably should call on this. It's probably not available. And they call. So we would be able to keep track of this. Now, what DNIS actually stands for, I don't know. I forgot. My IT guy told me one time, and it went in one ear and out the other. It's a way of mapping or tracking each telephone number. All right, you can also see that we have the outbound. It shows you in the outbound section how many dialings were made. Now, this is not a complete report from the system to tell me how many were dialed, how many were dropped, how many were answering machines, et cetera, et cetera. There's reports that come from these predictive dialers that are just fantastic. But this particular report was just a simple report for certain people in the company just to take a quick snapshot of what was happening. So here you see on October 1st, on a Sunday, there were 36,000 and change in dials that were made, 2,023 presentation. That means that the telemarketer actually had the opportunity to start filling out an application or had a conversation with a live person. Now, out of those 2,722 became leads. Well, that's pretty fantastic, you know. If you can convert, you know, one in three people that you talk to, fantastic. Look at Monday, the second, 1,900 presentation, 751 leads. Of course, on Tuesday, you know, went backwards there. But if you look down the list here, you'll be able to see how many presentations were made and how many were converted to leads. Now, again, through the predictive dialer system with their reports, I was able to break it down per telemarketer. And I would know how many leads each telemarketer was getting, how many presentations they were making. All of those things would be broken out. But on this particular productivity report, I just basically wanted to see where we were getting our leads from and how many we were getting on each day. And if you look over on the right side, you'll see total leads. And total leads for Sunday were 741. The reason it's 741 is we have no leads for the first column there where it says cards DNIS. Two calls were made, no leads were produced. New cards, DNIS number 5612, there were 38 calls that came in. 19 of them converted into a lead. And if you follow that all the way along, you'll see 722 outbound leads, totals 741 for the day. And what I did was I did total leads for each day. You'll see 741, 1096, 971 down that column. And right next to that, I did cumulative total so that on day one was 741. The cumulative total was 741. The next day, we did 1,096 leads. Well, if you add 1,096 and 741 together, you come up with 1,837. And that's how I did it. So that on any particular day, if I went to Wednesday, October 18th, I could actually just go right across, see that we produced 953 leads for that day. But we already have 15,077 leads for the day. That's a pretty good average. That's, you know, almost 1,000 leads a day. If you look up in the right-hand corner, it's highlighted in yellow. It says daily average of total leads as of 10/31. Well, 803 is what we averaged per day, per day for doing our telemarketing, both inbound and outbound. If you take a look down at the bottom for Tuesday, October 31st, and scroll all the way over to the right side, cumulative total, we did 24,897 leads for that month. Now, I want you to understand that it's not the telemarketing system that made us get so many leads. It's not the telemarketers that got us so many leads. It's not the list that got us so many leads. It's a combination of all of these things and more. So, for example, we could have the greatest telemarketers in the world. We could have a great telemarketing system. And if we buy a crappy list that just is old or it's not good, we're going to fall flat on our face. Same thing, if you have a great list and you have horrible, untrained telemarketers, it's terrible. So you want to make that balance correct. And it's always an art, especially if you're in a small office where you only have three or four telemarketers. You want to make sure that you keep them motivated and get them into a little bit of a competition for quality leads. In any case, let's move on to 2001, February 2001. And you can see that the spreadsheet has actually expanded quite a bit in only a few short months. We kept adding more and more things as we got better at finding out what we wanted, you know, what information was important to us. Now, on the February one, you'll notice that we have a couple of different card mailers that are being sent out. The reason for this is that you always want to be testing new items. You want to go ahead and try to outdo your top performer. And so if you have five or six items that you're currently running, if you have something that takes the place of your second place or your third place, everything else gets down below that gets moved down, and the bottom piece will be moved aside. And you have to rework it. And eventually, if you find that no matter what you do to it, it just doesn't work, well, kill that program or kill that deal. And just focus on the ones that are doing well. Well, in this case, we had, it was since the holidays of Christmas, and you had Valentine's Day and so forth. We had about a four-month period of time. You had Christmas, we had New Year's, you had Valentine's Day. We had a few different ones that came up. And so we would send out holiday card mailers. And this particular one, we had just a regular holiday card mailer. We sent it to a bunch of different states. Then we picked out one of the owners. He had a couple states that he really liked to send to, so we called it his Good State card mailer. I devised a holiday letter, and we attached a DNS number to that. Then we had another holiday letter that was written by Corey. And then we had our software development, Brad, who ran that department. He actually would always view the numbers and everything, and he was really so good at number crunching. He picked out the states that he thought that would perform well. Well, as you can see, that just based on this spreadsheet here, my holiday letter was a piece of garbage. It was junk. It didn't produce hardly anything. As a matter of fact, it produced nothing if you look at it. Corey's holiday letter, however, did much better than my holiday letter. But if you look at Brad's, now it wasn't a holiday letter that he sent out, but still, if you look at the card mailer that we sent out compared to Corey's Good State mailer, Brad's states outperformed Corey by 2-1, maybe 3-1, in some cases even more. So Brad did a very good job of researching what states we should go on. This is based on past performance of what states we had that you know, we were getting leads from. Of course, on this particular one, I think I lost $20, as we had a $20 bet as to who would do better. I actually should have paid double based on the performance there. But as you can see, the letter that I had written was, you know, it was, you don't see the letter, but it was too wordy and too busy and everything like that. But I tried it anyway. And, of course, that went right in the shredder and no longer to be found. However, there is a postcard that we sent out, and I will have that up on the website at some time in the near future. And feel free to use the postcard if you like. It's for FHA Streamline Refinances. And let's talk more on the spreadsheet here. You'll see that we have the outbound. It tells you how many dialings, et cetera, how many total leads each day, and the cumulative total. You'll also notice on this spreadsheet on the right-hand side that we broke it down into team production, because we had about 100 telemarketers, and we would work from 9 a.m. or 8 a.m., whatever time we were allowed to start dialing. I forget. I think it was 9 o'clock until 9 p.m. But because we went all over the country and we were located in Tampa, we didn't have our loan officers work 12-hour days. We would have them work 6-hour days. We'd have a morning group, and we'd have a night group. And so take a look at the team production, and you'll notice on February 1st, which is a Thursday, the day crew brought in 548 leads, and the night crew brought in 537 leads. And you may say that's pretty even, but we broke it down even further on some other reports, and you know, there were quite a few more people that we had on the day crew than the night crew, so the night crew actually outperformed the day crew. And then you look a little further down, you'll see on weekend. Now, weekend, the reason why the day crew had 100% of the leads and the night crew had nothing is we did not do any nighttime telemarketing on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Our Saturday crew came in during the day, and I don't remember if we started them at 10 or 11, but whatever it was, they worked like 4 or 5 hours on Saturday, 4 or 5 hours on Sunday, and those were great days. Look at that. We got 949 leads, 604. We got 1,005 the following weekend, 950. Those were great, great days for a short period of time. People are home, and our telemarketers were trained, and they did an excellent job. In any case, this is not meant to be a real long training. It's meant to be concise within 20 minutes. Take a look at your production. Follow along with what your telemarketers are doing. You should keep records on what's producing and what's not producing, what lists are producing. And my telemarketing list provider is DMA out of Florida. And my contact there is Ryan Critch, C-R-I-T-C-H, Ryan Critch. His phone number is 877-984-9400. Extension 101, 877-984-9400, extension 101. Now, please do me a favor. If you're not really interested in buying a list, you know, don't give him a call. But if you are interested, you give him a call. He'll tell you about the list, what the prices are. And, you know, you could pay anywhere from, you know, 10 cents a name to as much as 30 cents a name, depending on the size of the list and how many filters you put on the list, et cetera, et cetera. So give Ryan a call. You can certainly mention my name, Doug Vero, and he'll remember me from Greatstone Mortgage and a couple other companies. And I've sent him thousands of loan officers. So don't be shy. If you think you need a list, and it could be subprime as well as FHA, give him a call. If you have any comments about today's training, please go on my website at loanofficersstore.com and look for the link that says info@loanofficersstore.com, or you could email me directly at info@loanofficersstore.com and let me know your comments. I hope this training helps you out in quite a few ways.